good morning, and firstly goodbye to Sheila Dixit, but a good morning to terror accused MP Pragya Thakur, and while I'm at it, also to Pandit Mukhtar Naqvi Upadhyay. But before I go ahead, a huge shout out goes to Hima Das, the only amazing thing in Indian sports, or for that matter, India's politics, economy and society. While she won 4 gold medals in 200 meters, she returned to her favorite event, 400 meters, on Saturday. And in an all-Indian final, she bagged her 5th gold medal of the month. That's 5 gold medals in 20 days. It is 22nd July 2019, or Savan Sombar, or the first Monday of Savan month. And for anyone who saw Delhi before 2000 and Delhi after 2004, you would have had great things to talk about Sheila Dixit. Sadly, we live in a country now where a Sheila Dixit has no space in its polity, hijacked as it is by the likes of terror-accused MP Pragya Singh Thakur. While Sheila Dixit rejected superstition and was on Sunday cremated using the CNG method in compliance with her wish, the concept of CNG to curb pollution was introduced in the national capital by Dixit during her tenure as chief minister. Meanwhile, Pragya Thakur also rejected, no, not Gandhi again, but Prime Minister Narendra Modi's flagship Swachh Bharat campaign. As she said, "We have not been elected to clean your drains or toilets. I have said this in the past and I'm repeating it now." She said this when her own party worker complained about the unhygienic conditions in the town that was the district headquarters for Bhopal district till the mid-1970s. Well, there is an unsaid rule with a certain political party and its reps. Take no responsibility, and if at all you are put in a tight spot, blame the Congress. Or worse, just say it's all fabricated, like RSS's patriotism in India's fight for independence. But the first case in point being Union Minister for Minority Affairs Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi, who made a big statement about mob lynchings. When asked about the recent case of lynchings in India, Naqvi said, "Most of these cases are concocted and fake." But this is Minority Affairs Minister who either does not know how to read or is willingly suspending belief in data because bhakti can have that effect. Well, almost 43% of all cases of harassment of minorities and Dalits taken up by NHRC were registered in Uttar Pradesh alone. This includes cases of lynching between 2016 and 2019. And NHRC registered 2008 cases where minorities or Dalits were harassed. Of these, Uttar Pradesh alone accounted for 869 cases. So with these figures in mind, let's head to Uttam Pradesh and its Chief Minister Ajay Kumar Bisht, who jolted into action by Priyanka Gandhi Vadra's eye-catching agitation and admitting his administration could have averted the massacre with sensitive handling. Chief Minister Adityanath visited Umbha village yesterday and met the families of the 11 slain, shall I say, massacred tribal people. He, however, linked the killers to the Samajwadi Party and the land dispute that triggered the carnage to past Congress administrations, whom he accused of sowing confusion by failing to officially allot the vacant government plot to the tribal villagers. Well, in case you have not been following this story, you missed out on our previous episodes. 11 people were killed and 28 injured in the clash in Sonbhadra in Uttar Pradesh on Wednesday after a village headman and his supporters opened fire on a group of tribals over a land dispute. Ajay Kumar Bisht, however, ducked the question why his government had in February this year mutated the disputed 90 bighas in the name of Yagya Dutt Singh Gurjar, the panchayat chief of adjoining Murtia village and the prime accused of this massacre. Meanwhile, also in UP, perhaps preparing for another massacre, were 4 people who were arrested by the UP anti-terrorist squad and the police in Jhansi for smuggling explosive material, according to the UP ATS on Sunday. While 1,000 detonators and 5,000 gelatin sticks were recovered from the possession of the arrested. In a statement issued by ADG UP ATS Asim Arun, he said, "The 4 arrested persons are Charan Singh, Deen Bandhu, Pushpendra Jha and Sitaram Pal." And from this Pal, we head to the another Pal. While the UP Chief Minister was only redirecting responsibility of law and order, the Governor of Jammu and Kashmir, Satyapal Malik, went a step ahead and redirected the terrorists on Sunday when he said that instead of killing security force personnel, the terrorists should kill the corrupt who have robbed the state. While his remarks drew swift condemnation from former JNK Chief Minister and National Conference leader Omar Abdullah, who said on Twitter that this man, ostensibly a responsible man occupying a constitutional position, tells militants to kill politicians perceived to be corrupt. Perhaps the man should find out about his reputation in Delhi these days before sanctioning unlawful killings and kangaroo courts. Well, and from the northern state, let's head to the east, where Mamata Banerjee had a busy Sunday while turning cut money strategy of BJP to BJP's black money. Mamata Banerjee on Sunday launched her fight back for Bengal with a mega rally in Kolkata, her first since Srinamul's 12 seat setback for the Lok Sabha elections and BJP's 16th seat inroad. She took the bull by the horns, calling on the BJP to return black money to offset its cut money campaign against her party. Mamata Banerjee raised clever slogans, cut money is small change, BJP must return big buck black money, she said. And then where is the black money BJP promised to return? Where did the BJP get the black money to fight elections like as lavishly as it did? Return the black money, she said. Her other big slogan, throw away the EVM and return to the ballot. This election was a mystery, not history, she said about BJP's substantial victory. And with that, we head to international news, where a mob of masked men armed with batons stormed a train station in the Hong Kong district of Yuen Long on Sunday. This happened after riot police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at protesters in Hong Kong at a large pro-democracy rally and charged demonstrators who threw objects at police lines. Well, that is pretty much all I have for you for today. Trump will say something stupid soon, so we shall update you on that. And that in the editorials in this week. But before I bid you goodbye, just wanted to let you know about the thousands of Canadian salmons that are going to be airlifted to safety after getting trapped by a landslide. Well, rescuers have spent weeks devising a plan to fly the fish by helicopter to a spot on the other side of the rockfall. Well, have a super week ahead, and until tomorrow morning, goodbye from takeapart.com.